This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken discuss bilateral and world issues. House of Representatives meeting convened from 1 p.m. today adjourned after a brief sitting. And Ukrainian President Zelensky accuses Russia of war crimes after it launched airstrikes in Kharkiv. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken held telephone talks last night. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, the two, during the telephone talk, dwelt on issues such as poverty alleviation, development projects and climate change, among others. In a tweet, Prime Minister Deoba said during his conversation with Blinken, he expressed gratitude for the 75 years of continued U.S. support to Nepal. On the occasion, the U.S. Secretary of State Blinken said that Nepal's decision to take forward U.S. aid grant Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC, would play an important role in materializing projects such as transmission line and road connectivity, thereby creating jobs, ensuring infrastructures, and uplifting the lives of Nepalese. The House of Representatives meeting, convened from 1 p.m. today, has been adjourned after a brief sitting. After sitting for a few minutes, Speaker Agni Sapkota adjourned the meeting till 1 p.m. on March 6th. In today's meeting, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Dilendra Prasad Badu, presented the annual report of the National Information Commission on behalf of the Prime Minister. As soon as the meeting started today, UML's Member of Parliament continued their protest by chanting slogans. The mechanical test flight, also known as calibration flight, started at Gautam Buddha International Airport on February 18, has ended. The mechanical test flight was carried out by a special aircraft of Aero Thai, brought from Thailand. General Manager of Gautam Buddha International Airport, Govinda Prasad Dahal, said that a technical team comprising a Thai pilot flew a mechanical flight for 9 days and inspected the communications equipment. The airport was said to be operating from May 16. However, the work of setting up an immigration office under the Home Ministry and Customs Office under the Finance Ministry has not been done yet. General Manager Dahal said the work of setting up both the offices has already moved forward. Dahal, on the other hand, said that a test flight would be conducted from the Airbus A330 of Nepal Airlines on April 14 and also after the completion of ICAO certification. Nepali Congress is holding a meeting of its office bearers today. Secretary of Central Party Office Keshav Rizal informed that a meeting will be held at the Central Party headquarters in Sanipa this afternoon. The meeting will dwell on the statute of the sister organization before endorsing it. Likewise, the Nepali Congress Chitwan District Convention is taking place on coming Friday. Nepali Congress Chitwan District President Jit Narayan Shrestha informed that the convention will take place as Narayani Kala Mandir in Narayangarh. According to President Shrestha, the district convention will elect a 48-member new working committee, including 7 office bearers. As many as 2,906 voters will participate in the process of electing new leadership in Chitwan. The National Planning Commission, NPC, has directed the authorities concerned to undertake a feasibility study on tunnel construction on the Magdi section of the Beni Jonsum Road. NPC Vice Chairman Dr. Biswa Powdal directed to carry out a study on tunnel construction in Magdi and Blacktop, the road in Mustang. Vice Chair Dr. Powdal said alternatives should be explored to construct a tunnelway to make the road sustainable and secured. He emphasized exploring the alternative road to ease trade through Korala checkpoint and also for religious and tourism promotion, focusing on historical monasteries. The Vice Chair also stressed the need to put top priority on the construction of road linking Mustang and Dolpa. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, along with partly cloudy in Karnali Province and Sudur Paschim Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places in the hilly region of the country. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley was 8.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature was 23.8 degrees Celsius. Currently, no significant weather system is active in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russia of war crimes after it launched an airstrike in the country's second city, Kharkiv. At least 10 people were killed and 35 hurt when an opera house and a concert hall and government offices were struck in Kharkiv's Freedom Square on Tuesday. Later, Ukraine's military said Russian troops had parachuted into Kharkiv to capture the besieged city. The military said there were immediate clashes after the paratroopers landed. Likewise, satellite images reveal a huge Russian military convoy snaking towards Kiev amid fears of an all-out assault on the capital. Similarly, US President Joe Biden has told Congress that Vladimir Putin badly misjudged how the West would hit back once he invaded Ukraine. Mr. Biden announced that U.S. would ban Russian aircraft from American airspace following similar bans by Canada and European authorities. The U.S. and its allies have launched a barrage of sanctions against Russian economy and financial system and Mr. Putin himself. United Nations agency have launched an emergency appeal to respond to soaring humanitarian needs following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, urgently requesting $1.7 billion to help people who have fled the country and those still there. The United Nations estimates that 12 million people in Ukraine will need relief and protection, while it projected that more than 4 million Ukrainian refugees may need help in neighboring countries in the coming month. Up to 40% of the fund will be distributed to people directly in Kherson. The aid program also includes food, water and sanitation, support for healthcare and education services, and shelter assistance to rebuild damaged homes. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour, but before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba and U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken discuss bilateral and world issues. House of Representatives meeting convened from 1 p.m. today adjourned after a brief sitting. And Ukrainian President Zelensky accuses Russia of war crimes after it launched airstrikes in Kharkiv. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.